This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Hanging Lake in Glenwood Canyon is one of Colorado's most popular hikes, and overuse is causing degradation to the fragile ecosystem. The U.S. Forest Service released a plan yesterday for how to manage visitors at the trail. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy attended a press conference via phone and is here with me now. So, Elizabeth, how will the Forest Service address overuse at Hanging Lake?
The plan sets a cap of 615 hikers per day on the trail year-round, as well as a mandatory shuttle during peak season from May to October. So there will be a fee-based reservation system to limit the number of people on the trail, which will probably be enforced by a ranger at the trailhead. Aaron Mayville, who is the district ranger for the area, is quick to point out that the plan is adaptive. That is, the Forest Service can change the numbers if they see that 615 is still too many people, or they can actually adjust up if they find the area can accommodate more.
And what's the goal of this new plan?
The first definitely is to protect the ecosystem. In addition, they need to reduce traffic and congestion and also make sure that these changes don't negatively impact the tourist economy around Hanging Lake.
And how much of a change is this really? So what does current use look like?
Well, in 2016, the Forest Service says that about 150,000 people visited Hanging Lake. The parking lot is full and chaotic. There are long lines on the trails, and all of it is causing real damage both to the ecosystem actually along the trail as people try to take shortcuts or move around the crowds, and at the lake, which is this fragile travertine. So anyway, in peak season, over 1,000 people a day are headed up to the lake, which means a 40% reduction during those most popular times. And part of the idea is to spread out visitation both across the year and across the day by having reserve time so that not everyone is trying to go up there at like 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So there are tons of visitors, some damage to the ecosystem. Is it possible to protect this area and allow people to continue to visit?
Yeah, and I think that's actually part of a bigger conversation about how to balance recreation and preservation of public lands. The White River National Forest is actually the most visited forest in the country. And as Mayville points out, this is actually a good conversation to be having.
The more people that can be out and enjoy public land, not just to enjoy them, but to understand why they exist, ultimately to steward them and to, you know, perpetuate the great idea that of the public land system in this country.
So yeah, it's a challenge, but it might be a good one to have.
So what about costs and logistics of this new plan? Do we know those details?
Not yet. The Forest Service did take extensive surveys and found that people tend to be in general supportive of the idea of a fee system, but they want to gather more feedback before they set a price. The plan is really the start of the Forest Service process called NEPA. It kicks off a 30-day public comment period. We'll see a couple midstream steps, and then the final decision is expected in December.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
That's environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.